So at this period every day, we'll be offering meditation instructions and a guided meditation. We'll be beginning with the breath. And the idea is that each day of the retreat, the instructions will build and be progressive. So ultimately, the idea is to be mindful of the totality of our experience. But the breath is considered a very useful and skillful object to begin meditation with. I think you know this, but just to say again, that it's not a breathing exercise as such. It's an awareness practice, a mindfulness practice. So we don't need to change the breath in any way. The idea is just to observe the breath, just to know the breath as it actually is. And in this way, the breath can function as an anchor that keeps us here, keeps us in the present, noticing our actual experience. I think of the breath as the center of a person in a way. At the intersection of our body and our mind. And so the breath is always happening. And because the breath is always there, it can be a tremendous ally. Basically, as we're here on retreat, we can always turn to the breath. We can always check in with the breath and be mindful of where we're breathing, how we're breathing. Because the breath is moving, it's makes it somewhat easier to pay attention to than something that's more static. And one other benefit of mindfulness of breathing is that the breath is a mirror to our own physical and emotional state. So you can notice, how the breath changes, as our moods change, as emotions change, as different thoughts come and go. So just taking a posture that is relaxed and alert. Taking a few moments at the beginning of a sitting to attend to the body and the posture can be very helpful. Seeing if you can bring some energy into the spine. Upright, balanced. It can be helpful to take a few deep breaths and just release any tension that's lingering. with each exhalation, just letting go. Most basic instruction for meditation is simply to sit and know you're sitting. Just seeing how does the body feel. From the inside. Noticing the head, the neck, the shoulders, seeing if there's any anywhere that can be softened, released. Letting our cushion or our chair totally support us. Can be helpful to have the attitude of simply receiving sensations. Open and receptive. having a sense of the body as a whole, just sitting. Present, upright. And now, within this framework of the body, letting any sensations of the breath come into awareness. You may notice the breath at the nostrils, throat, the chest area, or through the rising and falling of the abdomen. Just noticing what the breath is like right now. Letting the mind rest on the felt sensations of the breathing. Seeing if you can tune in to the rhythmic nature of the breath. as you attend to the breath and become more familiar with it, there may be some small way you can adjust the breath to make it more pleasant. More easeful. Softening the belly, for example. The benefit of working with the breath this way is it shows us when the mind wanders. Thoughts will come, memories. Thinking about the future. Just breathing with it all. Breathing through it all. Notice that the mind has disconnected from the breath, the body. Just simply, gently reconnecting. Just noticing. Just receiving the sensations of the breath. Nothing to do. The breath is happening all by itself. Each time we come back to the breath is a moment of waking up. Strengthening the muscle of mindfulness. it can be helpful to choose one area, the body, and notice the breath at that spot. The sensations are clearest, easiest to stay with. Again and again, reconnecting with the sensations of breathing. Mm. receiving those sensations with kindness. Few moments, I'll ring the bell. See if you can receive the sound of the bell. In these last few moments, seeing if you can stay with one continuous breath, the in-breath, the pause, one of the things we often say about mindfulness practice is that it works even when it isn't working, or if you could say it works especially when it isn't working. You know, we set our intention to be with the breath, and then we notice all the different things the mind does. because the breath is a reference point. And it's a training. And so just this process of coming back and beginning again, over and over again, is how we train the mind to be with the breath. And it's also how we notice all these other forces in the mind, the forces of preoccupation, which keep us, you know, from just simply being here. So as much as possible to work with the breath with a lot of patience, a lot of ease, you know. It's to be expected that the mind will wander. And this is what the mind does. And, you know, here on the first day of retreat, we have so much momentum from the outside world. So just, you know, having a lot of ease around all of this. And, it's like we're being breathed as much as we breathe, you know, and just letting the process unfold. The breath has one quality of mindfulness of breathing is it has a wonderful stabilizing, calming effect. It can. And, you know, so you can see if that's true, if you notice how the breath changes through your relationship with the breath. Have a couple of minutes before Gil offers walking instruction for the walking meditation. Does anyone have a question? Something about instructions or working with the breath?
I have a question about working with the foot. A little bit, should you just stay still or should you move to get more flow, blood flow?
That's a great question. Did everyone hear the question? If the foot hurts, is it good to move and relieve the pain or just sit with it? And it's a great question. And it's something that most of us will have to face just about every sitting. And you know, anytime you sit in, you know, an unmoving static posture for, you know, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, some discomfort will arise. And so part of the practice is learning how to learning how to relate to discomfort without needing to move, without needing to. So it can be very helpful to just before, you know, rather than automatically moving, you know, it's like you just stay with it and check it out. And one of the really interesting things that we often notice is there's no such static thing as pain. You know, It's something that moves, that comes and goes, that increases and decreases in intensity. So, if it seems like it's not going to damage the body, it can be helpful to stay with it, you know, for a while. And if you do feel the need to move, it's like let the moving be the meditation, part of the meditation. It's not like, you know, push the pause button, move, and then start again. It's like, no, when you move, fully move, slowly move, feel the sensation. And, it's a great question. We'll talk more about it probably in the posture.